there are 28 different scholarship funds that the Community Foundation oversees. And there are opportunities for many different kinds of students. As you mentioned, mostly for students from Springfield and Sangamon County, but there are a few that extend out to other parts of the state.
It's approximately around $120,000 that we are giving out in scholarships this year.
So you don't have to just be a senior student. These are for if I wanted to go back to school, for example, but didn't have the resources, I might be able to apply and get some help that way?
Absolutely. We have several scholarships that are specifically geared towards current college students.
How are these set up? I mean, I know some of them have been around quite some time and some of them are newer, but how do these originate?
Well, for the most part, it starts with the desire of family members to honor a friend or a parent or a spouse, perhaps. And they have the intention and don't maybe quite know how to make that happen. And come in and talk to John Stremsterfer, who is the executive director of and president of the Community Foundation, and talk about what the family would like to do. And Sean, it's really interesting to think about the stories that are behind these scholarships. They're very moving. For example, there's a scholarship in honor of Charlie Cottle, who was a much beloved coach, football coach at Glenwood High School. And there's a scholarship in honor of Lori Cashmere, who sadly died at a very early age, at age 48. And her husband wanted to honor her memory, and he set up a scholarship for students pursuing careers in nursing, medicine, or veterinary medicine. So there are a variety of different reasons and circumstances that lead to people, families, wanting to honor someone in their lives.
Absolutely. As Harry mentioned, there's a variety of reasons to honor someone that is still currently alive, someone that has passed on in memory. This is a way to not only just make, sometimes when that happens, people make a one-time gift in someone's name. If you open a scholarship, this is a way for their name to be remembered forever.
We mentioned that most of these scholarships, there's going to be a deadline coming up of March 1st. How hard is it to apply for these? How much information, if I was sitting here right now thinking I need to find out, do I have to go back and get a lot of different, documentation and different things that I may not have readily available? Would I have time to do that? How hard is it to apply for these?
Well, I have to compliment Betsy Widener, who has developed a system that makes it quite straightforward for students to apply for these scholarships. There's an online scholarship application. Betsy, why don't you talk some more about how that works?
Sure. So the Community Foundation uses Smarter Select, which is an online repository where we can create the actual applications for scholarships. Really, the only piece of information that a student needs to get their hands on or have the school send directly to us is their transcript. I would say every single one of our scholarship applications requires a transcript. But also on that same note, every scholarship has different requirements to fill out. Some of them require an essay. Some of them require actual references from a high school teacher or someone from within the community. Absolutely, they're very easy to fill out. If anybody has any questions, they can always call our office, and we would be more than happy to help them with completing their scholarship requirements.
Of course, we're seeing a time right now where scholarship money, the MAP grants as they're known, those are not being funded at the state level. The cost of going to college continues to go up for students and their families. So are you seeing more interest in people applying for these scholarships?
We do see more interest in that, but of course we definitely want to get the word out more that the Community Foundation is really a go-to resource for local scholarships, not only local, mostly local, but also there's a couple that are statewide. It's just a great way, you are correct, Sean, with supplementing, the high rise of tuition.
Harry, you have worked in education your whole career. It's sad to see when a bright young student, very promising student, is somehow shut out of that ability to go on and further their education.
Well, that's certainly the case. And we know that there are lifetime benefits to pursuing post-secondary education. The world we live in these days, some kind of post-secondary credential is virtually a requirement for being able to have a standard of living in adulthood that provides opportunity and satisfaction in life. You're quite right that we're challenged as a state and as a country in order to provide support for students who need what is, as I say, become a necessity, post-secondary education. We're certainly happy that generous people in our area have provided some support for students who want to go forward with their post-secondary education. And we're proud to be a part of it. We were speaking earlier about how the scholarships that are set up are so often a form of legacy for remembering individuals. We in the Community Foundation are proud that we are carrying forward a significant Springfield legacy. Those of us who have been in this area for a while know about the Student of the Year program, which has existed for many years. Just last year, the Community Foundation assumed responsibility for administering that program, and we're very proud to be able to carry that legacy forward.
And Betsy, you have something called a scholarship reception as well, and that is for people who not only donate and help make these scholarships possible, but they're also for the people who are awarded the scholarships.
And this is to honor all of the recipients of the scholarships. The donors come. It's a great way for the donors to meet the students that are benefiting from a lifelong gift that they have given. And I can tell you just the joy on the donors' faces when they get to meet these bright young students. It's it gives you this great feeling. And for all the hard work that these committees do for choosing these students, it really comes together when you get to see these students and donors meet for the first time. It's absolutely wonderful.
People might wonder about how the selections are made for each of these scholarships, and the answer is that community-minded volunteers, staff committees that review the applications, and they look at the criteria, they look at the information that the student has provided, including an essay about their aspirations and challenges that they have overcome, and deliberate on the recipients. And I think it's a very fair process. People who are involved in making the decisions are not the same as the people who have contributed the money for the scholarship. So we're very proud of the way we have set this up.